ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంతస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షుర్ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపగతామాహ్యం దతాతి స్వపతాంతికం. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాదార్ శ్రీవాసతి గౌరభక్త బృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. వంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంకాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాదమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దీనతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యఈశ్వరం. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయము ీరేద్. శృణ్వతం స్వాగతా కృష్ణ పుణ్యశ్రవణ కీర్తనం హృదయంతస్తో హి అభద్రాని విదునోతి సుహృత్సతా. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ.
రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 11. ద టైటిల్ ఆఫ్ ద చాప్టర్ ఇస్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణాస్ ఎంట్రన్స్ ఇన్ టు ద్వారకా. టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 27.
సీతాతాప్ సీతాతపత్ర వ్యజనై ఉపకృత. సీతాపత్ర వ్యజనై ఉపకృత. సీతాపత్ సీతాతపత్ర వ్యజనై ఉపకృత. వ్యజనై ఉపస్కృత. ప్రసూన వర్షై అభివర్షిత పతి. ప్రసూన వర్షై అభివర్షిత పతి. ప్రసూన వర్షై అభివర్షిత పతి. ప్రసూన వర్షై విషాంగవాసో వనమాల్య బభూ. విషాంగవాస వనమాలయ బభూ. విషాంగవాస వనమాలయ బభూ. మాలయ బభూ. గణా గణో యతో అరోగ్ధూప చాప వైద్యుతి. గణో యతారోగ్ధూప గణో యథార్క్వధూప చాపై వైద్యుతై.
సీతాతపత్ర వై తంబర్ల వ్యజనై విత్ చామర ఫ్యాన్ ఉపస్కృత బీయింగ్ సర్వ్డ్ బై ప్రసూన ఫ్లవర్స్ వర్షై బై ద షవర్స్ అభివర్షిత దస్ బీయింగ్ కవర్డ్ పతి ఆన్ ద రోడ్ పిశాంగ వాష బై ద యెల్లో గార్మెంట్స్ వనమాలయ బై ద ఫ్లవర్ గార్లెండ్స్ బభౌ దస్ ఇట్ బికేమ్ ఘన క్లౌడ్ యథా as if arka the sun udhupa the moon chapa the rainbow Vaidyutai.
By the lightning.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. As the Lord passed along the public road of Dwaraka, His head was protected from the sunshine by a white umbrella. White feathered fans moved in semicircles and showers of flowers fell upon the road. His yellow garments and garlands of flowers made it appear as if a dark cloud were surrounded simultaneously by sun, moon, lightning and rainbows. Translation responsively. As the Lord passed along, the public road of Dwaraka,
His head was protected
from the sunshine
by a white umbrella.
White feathered fans
moved in semicircles
and showers of flowers
fell upon the road.
His yellow garments
and garlands of flowers
made it appear
as if a dark cloud
were
surrounded
simultaneously
by sun,
moon,
lightning
and rainbows.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
The sun, moon, rainbow and lightning do not appear in the sky simultaneously. When there is sun, the moonlight becomes insignificant. And if there are clouds and rainbow, there is no manifestation of lightning. The Lord's bodily hue is just like a new monsoon cloud. He is compared herein to the cloud. The white umbrella over His head is compared to the sun. The movement of the bunch hair fan of flux is compared to the moon. The showers of flowers are compared to the stars. His yellow garments are compared to the rainbow. So, all these activities of the firmament, being impossible simultaneous factors, cannot be adjusted by comparison. The adjustment is possible only when we think of inconceivable potency of the Lord. The Lord is all-powerful and in His presence everything, anything impossible can be made possible by His inconceivable energy. But the situation created at the time of passing on the roads of Dwaraka was beautiful and could not be compared to anything besides the description of natural phenomena. I just want to read one more sloka, if you don't mind. I'll just read the sloka and the purport. Text number 28.
Pravishtatu Griham Pitro Parishvakta Swamatrubi Vavante Shirasa Swapta Devaki Pramukha Mudha.
Pravishta, after entering, to, but, Griham, houses, Pitro of the father, Pravishta, Parishvakta, embraced, Swamatrubi, by his own mothers, Vavante, offered obeisances, Shirasa, his head, Sapta, seven, Devaki, Pramukha, headed by Mudha, gladly. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. After entering the house of his father, he was embraced by the mothers present, and the Lord offered his obeisances unto them by placing his head at their feet. The mothers were headed by Devaki, his real mother. Purport. It appears that Vasudeva, the father of Lord Krishna, had completely separate residential quarters when he lived with 18 wives, of whom Srimati Devaki is the real mother of Lord Krishna. But in spite of this, all other stepmothers were equally affectionate to him, as will be evident from the following words. Lord Krishna also did not distinguish his real mother from his stepmothers, and equally offered his obeisances to and to all the wives of Vasudeva present on the occasion. According to the scriptures also, there are seven mothers. One, the real mother. Two, the wife of the spiritual master. Three, the wife of a brahmana. Four, the wife of the king. Five, the cow. Six, the nurse. And seven, the earth. All of them are mothers. Even by the injunctions of the Shastra, the stepmother, who is the wife of the father, is also as good as the mother, because the father is also one of the spiritual masters. Lord Krishna, the Lord of the universe, plays the part of an ideal son just to teach others how to treat their stepmothers. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are discussing the Lord is entering Dwaraka and what are all the festivities that are happening. So nowadays also we see lot of reception happening, like the marriage reception or even the big dignitary is coming, lot of reception is happening. But this reception, there is like the person who is received is also useless. So the person is not worthy of that worship actually. But still all these things are going on. Rakesha Prabhu, it's no problem. He can be here. No problem. That's all right. Okay. So the person is also not worthy of worship, but still, like a namesake, lot of worship is going on. Like a president is coming. The president may be a rascal number one, but still, like a lot of fanfare and lot of so many arrangements and flower garlands, all these things. But here we are finding in this Dwaraka citizens are worshipping the worthy person, the most worthy person in the universe is Lord Sri Krishna. He is entering back into Dwaraka. And here the festivities are happening and so many auspicious items are presented. And here in this particular sloka, this is very nicely mentioned. As the Lord passed along the public roads of Dwaraka, his head was protected from the sunshine by white umbrella. So this is like, this is the way an exalted person has to be received actually. The Vedic scriptures give very detailed information how an exalted personality has, actually the exalted personality may want or they may not want actually. That is their problem. But it is our duty to respect them like that. And it is said, white feathered fans moved in semicircles and showers of flower fell upon the ground. His yellow garments and garlands of flowers made it appear as if dark cloud were surrounded simultaneously by sun, moon, lightning and rainbows. So this is like this situation itself we can only imagine actually. It's very difficult. You can't find if you find sun, one, you can't find sun, that is a different thing. But if you find sun, then you won't find moon. If you find lightning and then rainbow, all of them together, you can't find also. But here, in this Lord's reception, we are finding here, Srila Prabhupada explained, the sun, moon, rainbow and lightning do not appear in the sky simultaneously. Do not appear. When there is sun, the moonlight becomes insignificant. When there is cloud and rainbow, there is no manifestation of lightning. So this is like but why the Shastra is giving? Because the Shastra is trying to give a glimpse of that incident. Like for example in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna showed the universal form. When the Lord Krishna showed the universal form and Sanjaya has to give this information to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra cannot even see. Not even normal seeing only is not there. Where is the universal form seeing actually? He can't even see the normal things. So he is saying it is like a thousands of suns appearing at once. So it is trying to give an understanding, trying to give an idea how the situation will look like for Dhritarashtra. For our situation also, spiritually, we are also like a Dhritarashtra. Not I am talking about myself. Like we are like a Dhritarashtra. We don't have any spiritual vision. We don't have any understanding of the Lord's beauty, how the Lord is beautiful, what is the wonderful reception happening. So he is trying to give an explanation for our understanding. How we can understand this? So here, that is why it is mentioned, all the sun, moonlight, everything is together. How the situation will be, it is like that. So, Srila Prabhupada gives a comparison, how he is comparing. The Lord's body hue is just like a new monsoon cloud. Lord's body hue is like a new monsoon cloud. Krishna is called, what is the color of Krishna? Shyam Sundar, new monsoon cloud. Kandarpa kodi kamaniya vishesha shobham. Brahma, God Brahma is saying, it's like Krishna's body is transcendental. Krishna's body is transcendental. And what is Brahma saying? Venum konantam aravinda dalaya daksham barhavatamsam asithambuda sundarangam kandarpa kodi kamaniya vishesha shobham govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajam. So we have to take instructions like that only. Because Lord Brahma is saying Asita Ambuda Sundarangam. Lord Krishna's body is Asita Ambuda Sundarangam. And what is this Krishna's body? Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. Millions of cupids are like a swooning at the beauty of Krishna. So this is Krishna's beauty.
It is not like the beauty of this Miss Universe or Mr. Universe. Na? Like today somebody is known and tomorrow we have to look with a binocular or with a microscope only, you have to find that person actually. We don't know, because this today's Miss Universe, maybe tomorrow is not even there. Or maybe heroine of yesteryears. We don't know. Now even if somebody comes now, nobody will recognize us. This is our situation. But here, Krishna's beauty, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. Shobham is very beautiful. Vishesha Shobham will be very, very beautiful. That is Krishna. So this is like that is why we have to understand the Lord and Lord's beauty, not by our own mental speculation. We have to understand by the what the acharyas and the great authorities are saying. That we have to accept. Not like our own speculate. I will keep on speculating and I will find out. We can't speculate and find out this thing. So, Srila Prabhupada explains, the Lord's bodily hue is just like a new monsoon cloud. He is compared here into the cloud. So, Lord, cloud is moving. So, we can just imagine. The white umbrella over his head is compared to the sun. When they are like an umbrella, they are holding the umbrella to protect Lord from the sun. Even the Lord may not need the protection, but still, because this is like our devotee's mood is like this. Whether the Lord needs or not, we need Lord's mercy. So this is like when so many things, now the Prabhu is doing. So this is like it is not like we are doing this service. This is like a bhava, that bhava is important. Krishna is called bhava grahi janardhan. So, this by doing this, we get the benefit. Not Krishna. But there is no benefit for Krishna actually. How can sun can burn Krishna? Nothing can happen to Krishna. But still, by doing this, we get the benefit. By doing our seva to Krishna, sometimes people, I have done a lot of seva for you. No, what is your seva to Krishna? By doing seva to Krishna, you are benefiting yourself, not benefiting Krishna. Because Krishna is very kind and he is accepting our service. Krishna is being served by millions of Lakshmis. Lakshmi, Sahasra, Sada Sambrama Sevyamana. Because thousands of Lakshmis are very serving Krishna, and what is our insignificant service to Krishna? There is nothing actually. Krishna doesn't need our service. But out of kindness, he is accepting. Oh, you are trying to render my some service to you? So then Krishna accepts the service and then gives the benediction to us. That is Krishna's supreme mercy actually. So here, the movement of the bunch hair of fan flukes is compared to the moon. This is like when it is blowing like that, it is compared to the moon. The showers of flowers are compared to the stars, and his yellow garments are compared to the rainbow. So all these activities are firmament being impossible simultaneous factors. They are not impossible. These things are not possible. You don't see all of them together. But still, in Lord's presence, this thing appears like this. The sun, the moon, the lightning, also the cloud, everything is moving like that. So this is a very wonderful explanation. And I just want to read how, like we saw how Brahma, Lord Brahma is praying. Brahma, how he is praying? Is Venum Kvanantam Aravinda Talaya Daksham Barhavatam Sam Asitambuda Sundarangam Kandharpa Kodi Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So he is worshipping Govinda. Like this similar verse is there in Srimad Bhagavatam, we have read already. Bhishmadev is also praying to Krishna like this. So I just want to read this. How the Acharyas, there is no contradiction actually. The one Acharya is saying, and the other Acharya is saying the same thing. It's not like somebody has said something, and after 5,000 years, somebody else is saying something else. No. So here, in 1.9.33, because we are in the Kali Yuga, so we might have forgotten. So I'll just read this 1.9.33 again, where Bhishma Dev is praying, and that prayer is very, very similar to this prayer. I will read this. Sri Krishna, the intimate friend of Arjuna, he has appeared on this earth, in his transcendental body, which resembles the bluish color of the Tamala tree. His body attracts everyone in the three planetary systems, upper, middle and lower. May his glittering yellow dress and his lotus face, covered with the paintings of the sandalwood pulp for the object, be the object of my attraction. And may I not desire fruitive results. So this is what Bhishma Dev is praying. Bhishma Dev prayer, he is also, it's not like a vague description. Oh, there is one boy coming. Not a very, very clear description. The description here is very, very clear. His body attracts everyone. He resembles the bluish color of the Tamala tree. So very, very exact details are given. Shastra doesn't just give any vague information, oh, some god, maybe like that, maybe like that. No, no, no speculation. Very, very clear. Bluish crowd, tamala tree. This is like all these details are very, very elaborately given. So, this is like, we don't have to speculate. There is no need of us to making up our own concoction, our own speculation. Not needed. Brahma says, and all Bhishma Dev say, all these great, great authorities, they give this instruction. So, we have to just follow this. And here it is mentioned, in this particular sloka, the adjustment, so all these activities of the firmament being impossible, simultaneous factors cannot be adjusted by comparison. The adjustment is possible only when we think of the inconceivable potency of the Lord. This is all happening by the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Inconceivable potency, there are like a Lord has many potencies there. Because this achintya. Achintya means inconceivable. We can't, some of the things we can conceive. We have very limited vision, limited understanding. We can conceive. But in Lord is called inconceivable. Atokshaja. One of the name of Lord is called Atokshaja. Atha Akshaja. Because He is above. Akshaja means senses, eyes we can see. But Lord is beyond the sense perception. So we have a very faulty apparatus. And with this faulty apparatus we are trying to understand Atokshaja. How it is possible? It is difficult. That is why we have to depend on the authorities. The knowledge which is coming from the higher authorities we have to accept. Otherwise there is no hope. We can keep on speculating. The last time we discussed, Pantastu koti satavatsara sampragamyo vayo ratapi manaso muni pungavana. So you can keep on speculating. In the mind speed, in the lightning speed you can speculate. You can travel also. But you won't come to any conclusion. Vedeshu durlabam adurlabam atma bhakto. It's very difficult for this type of speculators. But for atma bhakto, for devotees, it is very, very easy. Because Krishna reveals himself. Krishna is revealing actually. Because these things are not a subject. It's not like a physics, chemistry, biology. You read and understand and come. No, it is not like that. Because this is like Krishna has to reveal. By revealing, Krishna can. This is how Krishna will reveal? Sevan muke jivato swayam eva spuratyada. Because by doing seva to Krishna, Krishna automatically reveals. By this is what like a, as we surrender, Krishna reciprocates. By doing render devotional service to Krishna, these things will make sense. Otherwise, no, these things will remain like this is something like a very, but in Krishna's presence, these things are possible. Our presence is not possible. We can't see sun, light, moon, all these things together. But in Krishna's presence, this is possible. So, here, Atokshaja, we discussed about Atokshaja, is beyond our thinking jurisdiction, beyond our material world. So, that is what Lord is actually. Lord is beyond. So the intelligent person, what he does, he avoids his useless arguments, different arguments, different theories, different things. No, without doing all these things, he just accepts the Shastra. Shastra, whatever Shastra says, he accepts that, then he doesn't want to waste his time doing all the research. He follows the process and he gets the benefit. The person who keeps on doing research, he keeps on doing research for ages and then he passes away. all year you have done research only and there is no practice only. Doing research, there is no end, you are not practiced anything. Ante Narayana Smriti. You are not even chanted the name of Narayana. Narayana, Govinda, Krishna, nothing has been done. You keep on doing research only. So instead of doing that, we take the authority and then like for example, if you want to understand mathematics. You don't have to keep on doing research. Already things are done. All the axioms are there. All the Pythagoras and all the theorems are there. You have to follow only. You don't know, I am going to write my own theorem. You don't know, no need actually. Already everything is done. So you just follow and then you do the work actually. You don't have to waste time all the this thing. Like for example, for us also. Like Srila Prabhupada has given everything. We don't have to do big research and then find out. Already Prabhupada has done research. All the Goswamis have done the research. What is our thing? Our thing is to follow only. Not doing any research now. There's no time because we are only Kali Yuga 50 years, 60 years, 40 years, keeps on going down. What research can we do? And what facility we have, what apparatus we have to do research? Those things we have to question. Sometimes the people are very proud that, okay, I will do my research and find out. There's no use actually. That research is waste only. Instead, we take Brahmaji, what Lord Brahma is saying, what Lord Shiva is saying, what the Mahajans is saying, what Bhishma Devi is saying, then that's it. We are protected. And whatever they say, we follow that, then we don't have any kind of discrepancy. So here Srila Prabhupada explains the adjustment is possible only when we think of the inconceivable potency of the Lord. The Lord is all powerful, and all His in His presence anything impossible can be made possible by His inconceivable energy. So we can see in Lord's presence anything is possible. Like you see, Lord, from a human calculation, in a small child, a 3 months old child cannot kill a big demon like Putana. From human calculation, like you can, from another child, small child in the lap of the mother, cannot kill. Yeah, that is human calculation. But the Lord is not human. Lord is like He is supremely powerful. So even Lord was sitting in the mother of the lap of the mother. So at that time only He was so powerful that He could kill Putana, Agasura, Bakasura, everyone He can kill. How it is possible? Because this is potency. Lord Krishna has mentioned, He is Parasya Saktir Vividaya Suyate. He has so many potencies are there. For example, for us, we have to do something. We have to do planning, we have to do this, do that, and execution. All these things have to happen. But Lord, just He is willing only, all these things happen. Just He has to will only. He has to just think. That's it. So be it. Everything happens. We all wish like that only. Most of us wish, like we also think and immediately everything happens, but nothing happens actually. We plan everything, we do everything, we document everything, still finally it fails actually. You go to the go live, everything fails. So, but here in Lord, by just willing only everything happens. Just will, His wish. There are so many subordinate people who are helping the Lord, serving the Lord, and then automatically everything happens. So this is Lord's wonderful, inconceivable potency. So the inconceivable potency also we have to understand from Shastra only. How it is inconceivable, how can we conceive that actually? So that also we need Lord's help actually. So then Prabhupada concludes that, but the situation created at the time of His passing on the roads to Dwaraka was beautiful and could be compared to anything besides the description of the natural phenomena. So this is the Shastra sometimes gives Koti Chandra. Like you take the Lord's lotus feet, is very, very Koti Chandra Sushitala. So sometimes people have this doubt, how it is possible, Koti Chandra. Because we don't have one Chandra only, we don't have understanding. When we talk about Koti Chandra, we get bewildered actually. But the Lord's, somebody takes shelter of the Lord, the soothing effect what you get is like that only. We have to have a complete conviction. Because we always have a doubts actually. Bhagavad Gita says, Ashradadana Purusha, what is it? Ashradadana Purusha? Ninth chapter Bhagavad Gita, the person who does have doubts, for him is very difficult. Ashradadana Purusha, Dharmasyasya Parantapa, Aprapyamam Nivartante, Mrityu Samsara Vartmani. Because this Ashradha, this Shraddha is not there, then again we have to go Ashradadana Purusha, Dharmasyasya Parantapa, Aprapyamam Nivartante, Mrityu Samsara Vartmani. This again will continue because we have to have Shraddha. Shastra, we have to have Shraddha. When we have Shraddha in the Shastra, when how the Shraddha in Shastra will come? Automatically it will not jump. No? Like we have to study Shastra in the association of devotees. Because the sadhu, if the other people, like you study with the Indologist will always doubt the Shastra. Oh, Shastra, no, may not be right. Oh, this is like that. But if you study the Shastra in the association of devotees, then we'll understand how the Shastra, because these Shastra are given by the great authority. They don't have any material motive. They don't have anything to gain from us. What is Narada Muni has to gain from us? What is Vyasadev has to gain from us? What is Sukadeva Goswami has to gain from us actually? There is no ulterior motive. They don't have any ulterior motive. Why they are presenting for our benefit only? Because why people have doubt? See, somebody is presenting something, then what is this person is? Because he is presenting something to get something out. But what Narada Muni needs from us actually? He doesn't need anything. Sukadeva Goswami, he doesn't need anything only. Not only from us, anyone else, he doesn't need anything. But still they are presenting because for our benefit. This is what we have to understand. How we have to increase our faith in the Shastra? Who is presenting? There is no hidden agenda. This person is not trying to sell something to you or trying to give something to you. No, he is trying to give something which is most beneficial, and they don't expect anything in return actually. So this is the way we have to accept Shastra. Not with the doubt. You keep on doubting. Like they give a piece of paper. You pay $1,000, $2,000. This paper is going to take you from Melbourne to Delhi. You have a faith only. That faith only you are taking the paper. That per paper is just a ticket only. That not only electronic ticket only. No, nothing actually. Previously, at least they used to give one ticket. At least the company name will be there. This is just a ticket you printed in the computer thinking that this ticket is going to take you from Melbourne to Delhi. And you have so much faith. And you pack all your luggage and go to the airport also. We have faith. We have faith there. But when Krishna says, I will take you back home, back to Godhead, you come to my place, tadat bhasayate suryo, na sasa anko na pavakaha, yad gatva na nivartante tad dhamam. It's not possible. I'll rot here. You keep on telling, I will rot here. This is our problem. Because Krishna says, we don't have faith actually. Krishna, we are thinking, like, oh, there is a better option here. I will do something better here. I will make some adjustment here. I will find out some loophole here. Like, this is what we are trying to do. But Krishna says, I will take you. Ham tam sarva papebhyo bhokshay syami masucha. Krishna says, we don't have faith in that. We are still to believe that or not to believe, or full faith on that. But just somebody pay $2,000 and then you think, you know, like this will take you to that place, and you have so much faith actually. So this mentality we have to change. We have to put faith in Krishna. If Krishna says, and there is no ulterior motive, nobody is going to take away anything from us. So that faith we have to have. So here, So Srila Prabhupada concludes this, and we are reading this next sloka also. Today I was thinking, Srila Prabhupada explains, it appears like Krishna already entered the home. After entering the house of his father, because the reason why I wanted to read this sloka, there is a small significance. Today everybody is celebrating Father's Day. Because this is like, it has become like a kind of ceremony. It's like a routine affair, the Father's Day. I thought maybe today we'll read, because of Father's Day, because we are talking about father and mother, we'll discuss 5 minutes about father and mother, supreme father, because this is like for Prabhupada has given everything, so just we thought we'll read a little bit from this. So here, translation, Srila Prabhupada says, after entering the house of his father, he was embraced by the mothers present, and the Lord offered his obeisances unto them by placing his head on their feet. The mothers were headed by Devaki, his real mother. Prabhupada says in the purport, it appears that Vasudeva, the father of Lord Krishna, had completely separate residential quarters where he lived with his 18 wives, of whom Srimati Devaki is the real mother of Lord Krishna. So in the Vedic system, the kings used to have many wives. But it's not like all the wives were fighting together or something, because they were all very cooperative. And Lord also made arrangement. This is like the Vasudeva also. Like when Lord Krishna, in Dwaraka, when he was living, he had 16,108 palaces. Sometimes the people argue, your Lord Krishna married 16,000 people. What is the big deal? That is, 16,000 is nothing actually. Krishna can make 16 millions also. Krishna can marry. What is his problem? He maintained them. He maintained 16,000 palaces. Here, one bedroom flat is only, the whole life goes in mortgage actually. We can't talk about anything actually. Here, one bedroom house in Melbourne, you have to slave for whole lifetime, and then only end of the thing you have to finish your mortgage. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna maintains. So before chastising Krishna, before making some claims against Krishna, we have to see who is Krishna. Krishna, he maintained them. 16,108 palaces. Not only that, Krishna was present simultaneously 16,108 times. He expanded himself into 16,000. So when he will come out of the Dwaraka palace, he will go into 16,100 palaces. It's not that each queen will fight with other queen. Krishna is mine, Krishna is mine. No, Krishna is there with everyone. And not only that, in each and every palace, Krishna will have a reciprocal relationship with each and every queen. And Naradaji, always, he had a very curious mind. What Krishna will be doing? It's not like a robo Krishna, like everywhere Krishna will be eating. One palace Krishna will be eating means every palace Krishna will be eating. Or one palace Krishna will be talking. No, one palace Narada Muni went, and then Krishna is doing something. Talking to a wife. The next palace, Krishna is playing with the children. Another palace. She's like the completely, you know, like, and one palace when Krishna went to Narada Muni went to Krishna, and then Krishna worshipped and everything. And the next palace, as if he has not seen Narada Muni again, the whole other thing starts actually. This is like a completely mind-boggling actually. So, if that person can do something, how it can be anything defective? So, this is what we have to understand. Sometimes we people criticize Krishna, oh, you are Krishna married. So, this Krishna can marry 16 million also. Like this, if he can maintain, he can do that. So, here, like that Vasudev also, Vasudev is Krishna's father. So, he had also completely separate residential quarters. All the kings are, all the queens are coming. And now, Srimati Devaki is the real mother. But in spite of this, all the stepmothers were equally affectionate to him, as will be evident from the following verse. Because this is like a Krishna is giving a, how kind of, setting an example. Krishna is setting an example. Actually, Krishna is so, he is like I said, by setting this example, how one should treat the mother, and how even stepmother is there, how to treat the stepmother also, he is giving. So, he is saying, all other stepmothers were equally affectionate to him, as will be evident from the following verse. Lord Krishna also does not distinguish his real mother from his stepmothers, and equally offered his obeisances to all the wives of Vasudeva present on the occasion. So, this is like a same like a Lord Ramachandra Murthy. Lord Ramachandramurthy, when he was returning from Lanka, when he was paying obeisances, even he went and paid obeisances to Kaikeyi. Kaikeyi is the one, because how early the whole thing happened. But again, Lord Ram didn't have any kind of hatred or anything, because he found offered obeisances. Because this is the bill. Etyat acharati sreshta. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, all the great personalities set the example. Like Srila Prabhupada, he is just started giving instruction. He set the example. He said, he chanted 16 rounds and he followed 16 rounds. He also practiced. So it's not like a giving instruction is one thing, but his acharya is the one who follows by his example actually. Acharya, acharati. Acharati means by just character, by his example, he is giving this proof that how one should conduct oneself. So that is the way. So here also Lord Krishna is giving this example. How he was also, all the stepmothers, he equally paid obeisances to all the stepmothers by touching their feet. And Lord Krishna also did not distinguish his real mother from his stepmothers, and equally offered his obeisances unto the wives of Vasudeva present on the occasion. According to the scriptures also, there are seven mothers. Srila Prabhupada quotes this, the real mother, the wife of the spiritual master, the wife of the brahmana, the wife of the king, the cow, the nurse, and the heir. All of them are mothers. Even by the sastra, the stepmother, who is also the wife of the father, is also as good as mother, because his father is also one of the spiritual master. So this is like, this is the Vedic system. How to offer worship, this is the way. This is like a seven mothers. Srila Prabhupada quotes that sloka where this is like a Sapta Mata. Sapta Mata is mentioned. It's just like a Atma Mata, Guru Patni, Brahmani, Rajapatrika, Dhenur, Dhatri, Tata Prithvi, Saptaika, Matara Smrita. This is like a, this is Atma Mata. Atma Mata is the real mother. This one's own mother. Atma Mata, Guru Patni. Guru Patni is the wife of the spiritual master. Atma Mata, Guru Patni, Brahmani. Brahmani is the wife of the Brahmana. This is also mother. And Rajapatnika is the wife of the king. Is also a mother. And then Denur Dhatri. Denu is cow. Dhatri means nurse. Who helps in delivery. Dhatri, Denu, Dhatri, Tata Prithvi. Tata Prithvi is also the earth also mother, earthly mother. So this all these people, they are considered like a mother. So the mother's respect has to be given. So like Lord Krishna is a great example. Like Putana came as a mother. Putana came as a mother to kill Krishna. And but what Krishna did? You came with the poison, kill him, but you came in the mood of Krishna, mother, so I still give you the benefit of mother. Whatever this thing, she also got the benediction. She also got the mothers. He gave the benediction for her also. So this is, Lord is supremely neutral actually. Even though somebody is trying to harm Lord, and the Lord is giving the, even though he is just see the bhava, oh, at least you came with doing some seva to me, even though with some negative attitude you came, still I get the benefit. But now think of the person who gives service to the Lord in a very positive way, in a devotional way, what benefit he will get. So this is what we have to meditate on. And now he is saying, Srila Prabhupada says, all of them are mothers. Even by the injunction of the Shastra, the stepmother who is the wife of the father is also as good as the mother, because the father is also one of our spiritual masters. Lord Krishna, the Lord of the universe, plays the part of an ideal son just to teach others how to treat their stepmothers. So this is like a, he's an ideal son. Ideal son. Ideal son means he executes the orders of the father. It's okay, it is good. Good to remember the father and go and give some gift to the father. That's all right. But main thing is how to execute the orders of the father. What is the father? What will be most pleasing to the father? You tell me, even for material father, what will be very pleasing? What will be the most pleasing to the material father also?
Follow him.
At least cooperate. We cooperate with each other. Then that will please Father. Same way, the Supreme Father also, Lord Krishna is a Supreme Father. He says, Pitaham asya jagato mata dhata pitamaha. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Pitaham asya jagato. I am the father of all the living entities. Whoever you see, Krishna is the Supreme Seed-giving Father. Aham bija pradapita. Krishna says that. So, Krishna being the Seed-giving Father, we are all His children. So how we can reciprocate with Krishna? How we can, our indebtedness to Krishna, so much is there. Krishna has given everything, and how we are going to offer something to Krishna? By just following His instruction. And Krishna, and that also is a vested interest. Why Krishna wants us to follow Him? So that we can be relieved of all these anxieties, relieved of all these dualities of this material world. That's why Krishna is canvassing. Krishna is literally canvassing. Krishna is saying, please come. Please come to my place. Why you are struggling here? I have a very wonderful place. Like for example, your father is having a very palatial palace and the son is like loitering in the street. What the father will do? He will come and plead the son. Please come with me. Why you are loitering here? You come back to me. You can enjoy life. No, I am enjoying rotting here only. See, that is our situation. But Krishna is literally pleading, saying, come, you come to my place. You can enjoy life and you can do no more birth, no more death, no more disease, no more old age. So, but we are very stubborn that we want to stay here only and then exercise our free will actually. But Krishna is making. That's why as a Father's Day, that's good. But our Father's Day real pledge is like we have to rededicate ourselves in the service of the Father. Real Father. Supreme Father. This our material fathers are there. Yes, this life is my father. Next life, we don't know what is going to happen. But Krishna is always our father. Pitaham asya jagato, mata dhata pitamaha, vedhyam pavitram omkar. Because He is the Supreme Father, so somehow or other we have to align with Him. We have to take His instructions and follow His instructions in our life. Then that will be the real thing we can do for His Father. We have all, so many rinds are there. So we are indebted to mother, father, the acharyas, so many things we are indebted. How we can repay this debt actually? It is very difficult. So the only way we can repay this debt is just by just giving the, following these orders strictly and whatever the instructions they give. So what will please Krishna? If we cooperate and we preach the message and try to bring so many people to Krishna, then that will please. So that is His mission also. He wants to, nobody is to suffer here. None of His sons or daughters to suffer here in this material world. So Krishna wants all of them back there. So we also try to do our bit. Like so many, in Lord Ramachandra Murthy was building this bridge. So Hanumanji was throwing big boulders. And then the squirrel also wanted to do something. So squirrel didn't have much capacity to throw boulders. But the squirrel just took bark and whatever the sand he could get. And he was just collecting that in the... So Hanumanji was saying, please get out of my way because you will get crushed. But Hanumanji, Lord Ramachandra Murthy said, Hanuman, you are throwing big boulders. I am happy with that. But squirrel, according to his capacity, he is also doing something. So in this service of Krishna consciousness, in this Sankirtan movement, we can also do something. It's not that we can, okay, we may not be able to write books, we may not be able to do all this. But at least whatever little capacity we have to do something to propagate this, help this movement. Srila Prabhupada has given everything. So this is like a Srila Prabhupada also. It's our kind father, grandfather, whatever way you call. So that way we can please Him. So this is, if we do that will be a real service actually. Real service to the Father. Otherwise it's not like we just give bouquet Father's Day and then after the forget about Father's Day. And next year only go to the old age home and look at the Father like, oh, His Father. No, that is, okay, that you will sampradaya, you will fulfill like, you just for the namesake you will do this exercise. But if you want to really want to do something for the Father, you go and take this, give Bhagavad Gita to the Father. That is also possible. We can do that. That way we have to do and follow the instructions given by the Supreme Father. That will benefit us and benefit the Father and benefit everyone else also. So, stop here. If there's any questions or comments. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.